Listening to Morning Devotions, this is John Thrasher, and I am so happy to be able to share with you these 30 minutes of Morning Devotions. Isaiah wrote in chapter 45 of his book, "Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Look unto me and be saved. Look to the Lamb of God." How do you get saved? D.L. Moody once said, "It takes some preachers a whole week to tell someone how to get saved. It takes the Holy Spirit one word. Look," he says, L-O-O-K, "look and live. Look to the Lamb of God." It is that look of faith. When you see Jesus on the cross dying for your sins and you believe him, and the scripture says he came unto his own and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Those who receive him. So, dear friend, today, just look and live. The story is told of Charles Spurgeon, that great British preacher of the past century. He was just 15 years of age. There came a snowstorm, and he was going to church that particular evening, but he didn't go to the one he was planning to go to because of the snowstorm, and he turned into this other one, and there was just a handful of people in worship that evening, and the regular preacher couldn't even make it because of the snowstorm, and there was a layman who brought the message, but he was speaking from this text, "Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth." And he looked down at Charles Spurgeon, just 15 years old, a teenager, and he said to Mr. Spurgeon, he said, "Young man, you look perfectly miserable. Look and live. Look to Jesus and live." And Spurgeon says, "That night I looked and I lived." Nothing better that I could say to you this morning than get your eyes off yourself, get your eyes off of everybody else, and look to the Lamb of God and live. Let Him fill your heart with peace and joy and the sense of His presence. And the Lord is right here with us. You know, He said, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. Well, I certainly believe that we are gathered together in the Lord's name. You don't see me and I don't see you, but in spirit we are gathered together as we humble our hearts before God in this time of morning devotions, and the Lord is in the midst of His people. I love the way the book of Ezekiel closes. Have you ever noticed the very last verse of Ezekiel? After the prophet had described the New Jerusalem, and he said it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord Is There. That will be the name of the New Jerusalem described in Ezekiel's vision. And that's how the whole book of Ezekiel closes. And the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord Is There. You know, all through the scripture, the Bible presents to us a God who is there, not a God who is far away and removed from His creation, having nothing more to do with it, but a God who is present, a God who is there. He's right there when you need Him. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's the message given to us in the scripture. God, a very present help. That's why we can look to the Lamb of God and be ye saved and forgiven and strengthened and helped. Because God is present. He is aware of all that is transpiring in your life. He knows what you're going through, your good days and your bad ones, when you're feeling great, when you're feeling miserably, when all is going beautifully in your life. And He also knows when everything is going miserably. Are there crosses too heavy to carry and burdens too heavy to bear? Are there heartaches and tears and anguish and no one who seems to care? Then standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the friend who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find Him, and you'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. Are there shadows of deep disappointment and trusts that have proven untrue? Has the darkness of night settled round you? Has your hope and your faith wavered too? Has the storm overshadowed your sunshine and life lost attraction for you? Have the dreams that you cherished been broken? Is your soul filled with bitterness too? Then standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the friend who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find Him and you'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. These words actually are an old song copyrighted back in 1943. I was reading where someone said that they didn't like this song because it spoke of negative things, like Jesus standing in the shadows, and he felt that our message needed to be something more positive, the Lord being in the sunshine, out there in the clear. Well, I can't say that I agree with that. It seems to me that in the life of the most devout saint, there come a lot of shadows. You remember the disciples in the boat? And they were rowing desperately to get to shore, and the wind was contrary to them, and they were having such a tough time. And there in the darkness was a form coming towards them, walking on the water, and they cried out with fear, thinking it was a ghost. And then, there in the darkness, they heard a voice so comforting and consoling that said, "It is I, be not afraid." And it just seems to me that there's a lot of darkness, and there are many shadows that crosses the path of the Christian. The Christian message is both positive and negative. Yes, there is the sunshine, there is the glory of God's presence and power, but there are also those dark moments in one's life when maybe you don't see Jesus clearly as you want to, but he's there just the same as always, standing somewhere in the shadows. You'll find him. That's what Job said. He said, I looked before me and God wasn't there. Looked behind me, I couldn't see him. I looked to the right and to the left, I couldn't perceive him. But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I think Job would describe God as standing there in the shadows. And he said, I can't see him, but I know he's there. And I know he has got his eye on me. That's positive faith, isn't it? When you feel nothing, when you see nothing, but by faith you know, Jesus said, I'm never going to leave you alone. I'm going to be there always. I'll be right there with you. Never, never, never alone. That's the Lord's promise. Let's cling to it.
I've seen the lightning flashing and heard the thunder roll. I felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior telling me still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He died for me on the mountain, for me they pierced his side. For me he opened the fountain, the crimson cleansing tide. For me he's waiting in glory, seated upon his throne. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone, no, never alone. Promise never to leave me, never to leave me alone.
And those are the very words that the Lord spoke to Joshua. God said to Joshua, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Well, you may say, that was well enough for Joshua. God spoke those words to Joshua. What about me? Well, let me turn over to the New Testament then. Hebrews chapter 13. Let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You remember the song that I opened the program with this morning, Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Well, Jesus is very present. That's why we are to look to him. He doesn't disappear when the going gets rough. He doesn't vanish in the very hour that you need him. He is a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. And the one who promised he would never leave us. He is there to give us the strength and sustaining grace. No, God doesn't always make the road smooth, but He does put springs in the wagon. He does give us the sustenance and the grace that we need. One thing we know for sure, whatever happens, come what may, we are going to make it. We're going to pull through with God as our helper. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, friend, put your trust in God. He's been there all the time. Just trust Him. Come to Him. Pour your heart out to Him and find Jesus very real and very near. What does Jesus do for us when He is present? Isaiah chapter 61 certainly tells us, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." That's what Jesus does. And you remember, He read these very words recorded in the Gospel of Luke when He went into the synagogue in Nazareth, and He said, "This day are these words fulfilled in your ears." He is the one upon whom the Spirit of the Lord God was upon. He was anointed to preach good tidings to the meek. He came to heal the brokenhearted, to open the prison cell doors, let the captive go free. Well, which category do you fall in? Are you brokenhearted? Are you bound in chains? Do you need a touch from the Lord? He is present to do those things. Oh God, as we are in this time of morning devotions today, I pray that the hand of Jesus would just touch us, each one of us, those out there in that vast unseen audience of radio, and myself. Lord, we need your touch, your love, and your grace. Let the light of your countenance shine upon us, bringing healing and wholeness. Set us free from our bondages, from our sins, our faults, our failings. Set us free from negative emotions and thoughts. Lord, cleanse us and forgive us and heal the brokenhearted. Touch our lives today, spiritually, physically, materially. Undertake in each heart and life as we call upon your name, believing that the Spirit of Jesus is in this place, that the Lord is present. He is present to heal, to forgive, to strengthen, to uphold, to take away the upset and frustration and replace it with his peace and calm, to remove the bitterness and put love instead, to take away the darkness and to cause the light of his countenance to shine upon us. We pray for these things, knowing that the Lord is present and that surely the Spirit of Jesus is in this place. And he makes the difference. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.
Is in this place.
More secure is no one ever than the loved ones of the Savior, not yon star on high abiding, nor the bird in home nest hiding. God his own doth tend and nourish, in his holy courts they flourish. Like a father kind he spares them, in his loving arms he bears them. Neither life nor death can ever from the Lord his children sever, for his love and deep compassion comforts them in tribulation. Little flock, to joy then yield thee. Jacob's God will ever shield thee. Rest secure with this defender. At his will, all foes surrender. What he takes or what he gives us shows the Father's love so precious. We may trust his purpose wholly. 'Tis his children's welfare solely.
In a soft summer rain, and he was there. When my world was dark and it all seemed in vain, yet he was there. Then I saw him in the desert sun and on the avenue. I could hear him at the little church when to sweetheart said, I do. I looked for him in the heart of a friend, and he was there. Oh, I searched for him when my ways I would mend, and he was there. It's so simple, yet so wonderful. Everybody, everywhere. Just look for him, and he.
Well, it's been a privilege to share these 30 minutes of devotions with you. This is John Thrasher. Thank you for listening. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee. Have a good day. God bless you.
Oh, I searched for him when my ways I would mend, and he was there. So simple, yet so wonderful. Everybody, everywhere. Just look.